Proverbs chapter number 18. I want to look at just one verse and then just be very, very practical. If you've been here on Wednesday nights, Brother Colin has been preaching, and my God's used him in a great way. And part of the reasons it's been so, so wonderful is he's kept it so practical with where we are in life. And so I want to just piggyback off of that a little bit. And if nothing else, I just want to kind of share a little bit of my heart and a desire I have for Bethany Baptist Church in a practical way, and do it in a short fashion, which I know some of you think is impossible. Challenge accepted. Proverbs 18, verse 24. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Father, I pray that you'd be with our time and your word, and God, that you would help us all to be the type of friend that we need to be, and that we would strengthen our friendships in this one life that you've given us to live. In Jesus' precious name, amen. You may be seated. There are very few things that enrich our life like a good friend. Somebody that you can pick up the phone and you can call at any time, any place. You can share anything with them. You can share deep thoughts, goofy things, funny things, feelings, frustrations, longings. Just somebody that you can go to and ask for advice. Somebody that you can seek out that you know is going to give you good wisdom. Somebody that when you're discouraged is going to provide you encouragement, add meaning and joy to your life. I've been thinking a lot about this lately because I'm convinced that all of those things should be found in the local New Testament church. That God has given us in His Word two sources for relationships, the church and the home. And in the home and in the church, we should find everything that we need. And this is where the message could get long, and I'm not going to let it get long, but we have developed this world around us of social media where people are building relationships, friendships, many times unhealthy, unwarranted, ungodly friendships and relationships on social media outside of the world in which God intended for us to build friendships. And I feel like if we would spend more time investing in the relationships within our homes and within the local New Testament church, they would deepen to a level that we would not need to seek out any other relationships out there wherever it might be. Many people, maybe I'm talking to somebody today, has no close friends. Recent statistics say that over 20% of all the people in this world, 20%, two out of every 10 people you meet, they claim that they do not have even one close friendship. That's sad. They say that nearly 30% of millennials would claim they have no close friends. Imagine that. Millennials, those who are so involved and so included in the advancements of social networking and have many, many different social networks to reach out to people, and yet the greater number of them say they have little to no true friendships. Takes time. Takes trust. I'm going to get ahead of myself here, but it takes hard work to develop meaningful relationships. And quite honestly, friendships aren't just about us. They're about other people. So sometimes we seek out friends because we want friends, but the reality is we should seek out friends because we have a heart to minister, and other people need friends and need friendship. And maybe you don't feel like you're in that place right now where you need that friendship, or you feel like you have enough friendships. But their time's going to come where you can't have enough. You're going to go through something that you're going to need all the support that you can possibly get. I'm thankful for Bethany Baptist Church. I'm thankful for our staff. I'm thankful for our doctrine. I'm thankful for our rich history. I'm thankful for everything that happens here. But through my study and books that I've read, I'm convinced of this, that people will choose to come to Bethany Baptist Church not so much based on our doctrine, what we believe, on what they see in this building and the excellence thereof, all of which I'm majorly for. We're not backing off of doctrine. What we do for the Lord. It's going to be done in excellence, not because of the program we give them, not necessarily even because of the youth department or the children, though that plays a big part in it. People choose to go to the church they go to, and they choose to stay in the church that they go to for one reason, relationships. Relationships. That reason, as God's people, we need to be seeking out deep, strong, rich relationships right here in God's house. The Bible said, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. If you sit here today and you're like, I don't know that I have any real friends, well, it seems like this verse causes you to stop and take ownership of that reason. Must show himself friendly. And we often think of the Lord Jesus Christ, and rightly so, when it goes on and it says, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. We think of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that is true. But I believe in context, truly what it's talking about is that God allows us in this life to form friendships that are even deeper than physical blood or physical relationships, if we allow it. And many of you can attest to that. You may not have the greatest relationship with a brother or sister or your extended family, but your greatest relationships are ones that God has brought into your life and allowed you to have. So I want to spend just a couple of moments, and very practically so, but I just want to encourage you on how to be a good friend, how to be friendly. Number one, if you're taking notes, I would encourage you to write this down. Number one, you need to be proactive. A man that has friends must show himself friendly. Stop waiting for people to come and be your friend. Go be somebody else's friend. Stop waiting for people to seek you out. Go seek somebody out. God has grown our church in a beautiful way over this last year. And I am convinced of this. We have a number of families that love Bethany Baptist Church. They love what we stand for. But right now, they're kind of setting back and they're just waiting to feel a part of this church based on the relationships and waiting for relationships to be built. You need to go seek them out. Seek these families out. Be proactive about it. Don't wait for somebody else to do the inviting. You go invite. I know I've shared this illustration many times, but I'll never forget the first time that, and we went to college together, we knew each other, but the first time my relationship with Brother Denson truly began to flourish, and it was because we had preached at a fellowship meeting, and we met in the back after the service, and he reached his hand out, as Brother Denson does, and he knows how to give a handshake. I'm talking about a man's handshake. He grabbed my hand in the way that he always does. He pulled me in. We know I don't like hugs. He didn't care. He's a hugger. He pulled me in. He put his arms around me and said, where are we going to lunch? And that one act right there really is what caused our relationship to take off. Just somebody being proactive. Him seeking me out saying, I'm going to be your friend. I probably would have never sought him out. I certainly would have never grabbed his hand like that. I never hugged him like that. And we would have never went to eat. And so much of my life has been affected and the direction and course of my life been affected because he was proactive. I'm telling you, do the same thing. Seek people out. When was the last time you invited somebody after church just to go have coffee, go have ice cream? Just go sit down. It doesn't have to be expensive. You don't have to pay for it every time. But find somebody and say, hey, we're going to go eat. You want to go eat? We'll all pay for our own. Let's just go over here to wherever. And let's just have some fellowship. You might be surprised what God allows and the friendship God allows to come out of that. Number two, I want to encourage you this, be open. Be open. Again, I'm going to say and piggyback off of what I just said, find people you don't know. Find people you don't know. I know that there's some of you sitting in this auditorium right now and you're like, hey, I've got plenty of friendships. I have my circle and it's great. I understand that. But there might be somebody else that can bring a richness and a help to your life that you can't even imagine if you would get outside of your circle and go talk to somebody else. We all churches, one of the great complaints is cliques. Well, there's cliques. There's this group, and there's this group, and there's this group. And I will say to you what I would say to any church, whose fault is that? Whose fault is it? If your church has cliques or this church has cliques, whose fault is that? It's ours. So how do we fix it? Stop complaining about it. Get out of your clique and go meet somebody. Go join another clique. Say, hey, your clique looks like a nice clique. Why don't you come click with our clique? Find others who might need a friend. Again, you might need one right now. You might not need one right now. But I promise you, there's some people sitting in this auditorium this very day, and they just need someone to hug their neck. They just need somebody that'll pray with them. They need someone that'll be friendly toward them. But guess what? Your time's coming. You may not need it today, but when your time comes, you'll be glad that you were friends with somebody else who can in return be friends to you. Number three, be consistent. Be consistent. The idea is to build friendships. A man that has friends must show himself friendly. The idea behind that is we're building a friendship. It's something that it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. Some of you are in construction and you know what it means to build. To build anything takes time. To build anything takes hard work. Be willing to invest the hard work. Be willing to invest the time that it takes to be a good friend. You go out with somebody one time and say, well, that was nice, but then you don't talk to them again for 6 months. You're probably not going to have a strong relationship. Talk to them, text them, call them, spend time with them. Be proactive, be consistent. It's not a one-time thing. You're building a friendship. You're building a relationship with someone else. And then this seems quite obvious out of the text. Number four, be friendly. Be friendly. I know I shouldn't have to say this, but I do. Don't be a burden. Be friendly. Don't be a burden. So have you ever been around somebody, you're trying to build a friendship with them, and they are just a drag? Because all they want to talk about is themselves and their problems? Don't be that person. Don't focus on yourself. A man that has friends must show himself friendly. That means you're friendly toward those other people. It's not all about you. It's not all about your struggles. It's not just so I can find a listening ear and unload my dump truck of problems in their life and hope they're going to fix it. No, I'm not being a burden. I'm going into this. I'm going to put them first, and I'm going to seek them out, and I'm going to spend time with them. I'm going to find out what they're interested in, and I'm going to find out about their family. I'm going to show interest in the things they're interested in. And I would say this, be sensitive to it. Life is busy. Be sensitive. Again, you don't want to be a drag. You want to be friendly. Sometimes seasons in life are very busy and not everybody has time to just stop and give you their undivided attention. You have to be sensitive to that. Don't monopolize their time. There are other friends that they might have within the church they want to spend time with. Don't get hurt when they don't go out to eat with you every Sunday night after church, but they go with other people. It's okay if they have other friends. And so don't be overly sensitive. But then number five, this. With that said, be persistent. I know consistent, persistent, kind of the same thing. But be persistent. One of my richest relationships in this life is with Brother Clark Bossier. And one of the reasons I have such a wonderful relationship with Brother Clark is because he picks up the phone and he calls me almost every week. I see it. If I don't answer it, if I don't answer his call, he leaves me about a 5-minute voicemail. He pretends to be a disgruntled church member whose needs are not being met, and he's going to leave the church and begs me to call him back. If I do answer it, 9 times out of 10, he says, "What's up, honky?" I don't even know what he means by honky. I don't know what that is, but "What's up, honky? How was your day Sunday? How'd it go?" And he's very persistent every week. He has a lot of friends. You know why he has a lot of friends? Because he's very persistent. I'm not the only one he calls. He's constantly, if he waited for me to call him, we would talk once a month because that's just the type of person I am. Which one of the reasons this convicts me. Because I appreciate that friendship so much, so much. And it's because he does something that I'm not willing to do myself. We named Keith after my dear friend Keith, my wife's cousin. And when we first started forming a friendship together, I can remember same thing. I'm not good at calling. I hate talking on the phone, quite honestly. And so I'm not good at calling people on the phone and whatnot. And he would call and he would call and he would call. And I remember finally he said, "All right, bud." He said, "If this is going to work, your phone has to ring out too. Like, not just take calls in, but you're going to have to check your phone to make sure it calls out." And so he hung up and I immediately called him back. I said, "Sure enough, it does. Calls back. Your turn." Sometimes you just have to be persistent. I don't know if he's even here. I don't see him. I think he might be working this afternoon. Malachi Wilhite. And I have lunch with him, breakfast with him maybe once a month. And it's because almost the second we get done having breakfast or lunch, he'll say, "Love to get together with you, preacher. Love to get together with you, preacher. Well, let's look at next week." Well, it didn't work this week. I honestly think Malachi just really likes free food. But regardless, I think he might like free food more than he likes me. But regardless, he's persistent. And I'll tell him, "Hey, something came up. I can't do it this week." "Well, how about next week, preacher? Can you get together next week?" "Well, let me look at my schedule." "Yeah, I think I can." I told him today, after 2 weeks of him trying to get together with me, I said, "I think Wednesday or Thursday is going to work. God willing, if nothing comes up, Wednesday or Thursday, let's go. Let's try to get something on the calendar. Let's do it." But he's persistent. And because of that, my relationship with Malachi is growing every month, a little deeper, a little deeper, and a little deeper. And sometimes we just give up. We need to be persistent. But I'm going to come back to my original thought. The relationships that we should have and that we should work on should first and foremost be within our home. But then secondarily, they should be within this house. Don't ever leave Bethany Baptist Church and say, I just didn't feel connected. I just didn't feel a part. No, do your part to be connected. Do your part to feel a part. By being friendly. So my challenge to you is, even this week, find one person that you don't really have a relationship with and seek them out. Just give them a call. Have coffee with them. Send them a text. Write them a note. Tell them how much you appreciate them. And see if you can't this week start to build some friendships that will be friendships that stick closer than even those of a brother. Every head bowed, every eye closed. God, thank you for being the friend that you are to us.